石井山区2014至2015学年初三统一练习及毕业考试听力测试。一、听对话，从下面各题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选择与对话内容相符的图片。每段对话你将听两遍。
1. Why do you like pandas best?
Because they are so lovely.
Why do you like pandas best?
Because they are so lovely.
2. Do you like dancing?
Yes, I love it. It's fun.
Do you like dancing?
Yes, I love it. It's fun.
3. What will the weather be like tomorrow?
It'll be rainy. We'd better stay at home.
What will the weather be like tomorrow?
It'll be rainy. We'd better stay at home.
4.Shall we play table tennis this weekend?
That's a good idea.
Shall we play table tennis this weekend?
That's a good idea.
5. How did she feel when she heard the news?
She felt happy and smiled.
How did she feel when she heard the news?
She felt happy and smiled.
二，听对话或独白。根据对话或独白的内容，从下面各题所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选择最佳选项。每段对话或独白你将听两遍。请听一段对话。完成第六至第七小题。
Whose football is this, Tony?
It's Sam's. He wants to play with us here in the park.
How about this toy car?
Oh, that toy car must be Betty's. She's the only little girl at our picnic.
Oh, look. Someone left a book. Yeah, it's a novel.
Let me have a look. It must be Mary's. Hemingway is her favorite writer.
Okay. How about this CD?
It's also Mary's. She always listens to music.
Whose football is this, Tony?
It's Sam's. He wants to play with us here in the park.
How about this toy car?
Oh, that toy car must be Betty's.She's the only little girl at our picnic.
Oh, look! Someone left a book. Yeah, it's a novel.
Let me have a look. It must be Mary's. Hemingway is her favorite writer.
Okay. How about this CD?
It's also Mary's. She always listens to music.
请听一段对话。完成第八至第九小题。
Hey, Steve, over here. Don't you remember me?
Oh, wow. You're Lucy Green, aren't you?
That's right. We used to be in the same class in the same middle school in New York for 2 years, right?
Yeah, but you were really quiet at that time, weren't you?
Yeah, I wasn't very outgoing.
No, you weren't, but you were always friendly. Do you still play basketball?
Yes, but now I'm more interested in music. I play the piano, and I often go to the concert. How about you? Do you still like playing tennis?
Of course, it's still my favorite.
Hey, Steve, over here!Don't you remember me?
Oh, wow. You're Lucy Green, aren't you?
That's right. We used to be in the same class in the same middle school in New York for 2 years, right?
Yeah, but you were really quiet at that time, weren't you?
Yeah, I wasn't very outgoing.
No, you weren't, but you were always friendly. Do you still play basketball?
Yes, but now I'm more interested in music. I play the piano and I often go to the concert. How about you? Do you still like playing tennis?
Of course, it's still my favorite.
请听一段对话，完成第十至第十一小题。
Could you tell me if there is a good museum in Sunville, sir? It's the first time that we have been here.
Well, we have several. What kind of museums do you like?
Let me see. Yes, my son, David, likes history museums, but my daughter hates them.
So, the history museum is no good for them. Then why not go to the science museum?
I often take my kids to science museums in our city. They're not so interested in science much.
What about the children's museum? It's much fun. Every child likes it.
But my kids are too old for a children's museum. They are teenagers now.
Then why not go to the computer museum? There are a lot of fun things for teens there.
That's a good idea. Could you tell me if there is a good museum in Sunville, sir? It's the first time that we have been here.
Well, we have several. What kind of museums do you like?
Let me see. Yes, my son, David, likes history museums, but my daughter hates them.
So, the history museum is no good for them. Then why not go to the science museum?
I often take my kids to science museums in our city. They're not so interested in science much.
What about the children's museum? It's much fun. Every child likes it.
But my kids are too old for a children's museum. They are teenagers now.
Then why not go to the computer museum? There are a lot of fun things for teens there.
That's a good idea. Wait, wait, Mark. Where are you going? Don't you catch the early school bus to the school?
Dad said I could drive the car to school and...
Hold on here. I've prepared a few rules regarding the use of the car in this house.
Rules?
Rule number one, no driving with friends for the first 6 months.
What?
Teenagers are often short of the judgment to drive responsibly, especially when several teenagers are involved. Rule number two, you must always wear your seatbelt and obey the rules of the road.
Duh, I wasn't born yesterday.
Okay. Rule number three. You can't drive long distance at night because you might get sleepy and drive off the road. But driving to the cinema is fine.
But the cinema is right across the street from our house.
And rule number four. You should never use cell phones while driving. That could cause an accident.
I know, I know. I'm leaving, Mum. It's already 7:30.
Okay. You can drive to school, but drive carefully. And don't forget to fill up the car with gas before you come home. Wait, wait, Mark. Where are you going? Don't you catch the early school bus to the school?
Dad said I could drive the car to school and...
Hold on here. I've prepared a few rules regarding the use of the car in this house.
Rules?
Rule number one. No driving with friends for the first 6 months.
What?
Teenagers are often short of the judgment to drive responsibly, especially when several teenagers are involved. Rule number two. You must always wear your seatbelt and obey the rules of the road.
Duh, I wasn't born yesterday.
Okay. Rule number three. You can't drive long distance at night because you might get sleepy and drive off the road. But driving to the cinema is fine.
But the cinema is right across the street from our house.
And rule number four. You should never use cell phones while driving. That could cause an accident.
I know, I know. I'm leaving, Mum. It's already 7:30.
Okay. You can drive to school, but drive carefully. And don't forget to fill up the car with gas before you come home.
Okay, now I'll tell you something about the library. I'm sure you'll enjoy working here. The library is closed today because we're moving things around, and when the new term starts tomorrow, we'll be really busy. We're open from 9 in the morning until 8 in the evening, but you're not expected to be here all that time. You start working at 8:45 and finish at 5:15, okay? The evening staff takes over then. Right. Now, I'll show you around. This is the desk where the books come in and go out, and you'll spend some of your time here, but you'll spend most of your time putting books back into the shelves. You'll be responsible for doing that, so you need to know where everything is. You'll be surprised at how many books aren't brought back on time. The whole of the ground floor, that's this floor, contains books that can be borrowed. The first floor contains reference books, which should not leave the library. The top floor has desks where students can work, and also newspapers, magazines, that sort of thing. You may sometimes need to go down to the basement. Now that's where we keep especially valuable books. Now, is there anything else? Oh, can I just check the form you filled in? I know your name and address, obviously, but can you give your telephone number? We've got your tax number and all the other information. Okay, now I'll tell you something about the library. I'm sure you'll enjoy working here. The library is closed today because we're moving things around, and when the new term starts tomorrow, we'll be really busy. We're open from 9 in the morning until 8 in the evening, but you're not expected to be here all that time. You start working at 8:45 and finish at 5:15, okay? The evening staff takes over then. Right. Now, I'll show you around. This is the desk where the books come in and go out, and you'll spend some of your time here. But you'll spend most of your time putting books back into the shelves. You'll be responsible for doing that, so you need to know where everything is. You'll be surprised at how many books aren't brought back on time. The whole of the ground floor, that's this floor, contains books that can be borrowed. The first floor contains reference books, which should not leave the library. The top floor has desks where students can work, and also newspapers, magazines, that sort of thing. You may sometimes need to go down to the basement. Now that's where we keep especially valuable books. Now is there anything else? Oh, can I just check the form you filled in? I know your name and address, obviously, but can you give your telephone number? We've got your tax number and all the other information.
Hello, International Friends Club.
Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. It's quite a new club, which was started in August 2013. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we are growing all the time. And our club is open every weekday except Tuesday.
That sounds interesting. I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kind of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes, we have a language evening except Tuesday. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Italian. Wednesday, German. Thursday, Spanish. And Friday, Chinese.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my Chinese.
Okay, well, if you just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information. Hello, International Friends Club. Can I help you?
Oh, hello. I read about your club in the paper today, and I thought I'd phone to find out a bit more.
Yes, certainly. It's quite a new club, which was started in August 2013. We have about 50 members at the moment, but we are growing all the time. And our club is open every weekday except Tuesday.
That sounds interesting. I came to Washington about 3 months ago. I'm looking for ways to meet people. What kind of events do you organize?
Well, we have social get-togethers and sports events, and we also have language evenings.
Could you tell me something about the language evenings?
Yes, we have a language evening except Tuesday. People can come and practice their languages, you know, over a drink or something. We have different languages on different evenings. Monday, Italian. Wednesday, German. Thursday, Spanish. And Friday, Chinese.
Well, that sounds great. I really need to practice my Chinese.
Okay, well, if you just give me your name and address, I'll send you the form and some more information.
Listening test 到此结束，请同学们继续完成其他试题。